Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, nothing has changed, especially for the new listeners on tonight. Please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God and the person of Deacon Marvin Cox, who will be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. He always shares with us inspirational poems. He's going to do the same thing on tonight. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem first, then he's going to go into God's word. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners on tonight, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me. The word of God tells us that the prayer of the righteous still availeth much. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our brother, Lord, and Savior, and soon coming King, it's in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know without a doubt that you're truly worthy to be praised. Father, we love you because you loved us first and in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we bless your name on tonight. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we're so grateful on tonight for our Savior, risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King Jesus Christ, your Son. Through his shed blood, we can be saved. Those that are saved and those that are yet to be saved, we know that we have to be saved. That's the only way we can be saved is through and in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for his redemptive blood, his saving blood, that saved mankind from their sins on the cross. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that He paid our sin debt with His precious blood, a debt that He did not owe, but He knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we thank Him. We thank Him, Heavenly Father, for our risen Lord and Savior on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray now that You will move by Your Spirit, continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only You can in the name of Jesus Christ, because we do know that You are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. Lord, of all those that are grieved on tonight, that You will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only You can in the name of Jesus. And Father, again, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your sufficient grace. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that may be tuning in on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with Your Son who is not saved in His name on tonight. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through Deacon Marvin Cox that will touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess their sins. They also will be able to open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. For Your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we pray that You will help us to decrease on tonight so that You may increase in us, because we know it's not about us, it's about You, that You will be glorified. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless each listener, grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All the people of God that are touching the groom of this prayer said, amen. Well, tonight, Scripture Proof of Thought comes to us saying, how sweet to know we are loved by God. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this is good spiritual food for thought to know and remember, no matter what's going on in the world or around us or in our life. This spiritual food for thought for tonight reminds us how sweet to know we are loved by God. I'm asking all listeners if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants. That's with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Before we go any further, we would like to say a happy, happy Independence Day to all Americans. Happy Independence Day to those that are celebrating the 4th of July around the world. We thank God for our freedom on tonight. But thank God, most of all, that we are free indeed, those that are free in Jesus Christ. So we thank God for our freedom on tonight. We don't want to take it lightly or for granted. And we don't want it to be in vain. So we just thank God for today. We thank God, again, for who He is. We thank God that He's in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we hear or what we see. We know those who are saved in Jesus' name, that without a doubt, that God is totally in control. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I am so grateful that God is in total control. Well, before we bring on Deacon Marvin Cox, we're going to go to our music break, and I'm going to do the musical version of the selection, Pray For Me. I have two different versions. There's a version where they're actually singing the song, but then for tonight, I'm going to do the instrumental version of this song on tonight, Pray For Me, because guess what? Again, we are to be lifting one another in prayer at all times. We are to always be constantly be encouraging one another in the words of the Lord. So as the musical selection plays for tonight, Pray For Me, let this music minister to your soul. And while you've been ministered through this musical selection, I need you to be praying for your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ. We need to be praying for our pastors, our world leaders, our caregivers, and those that are on the front lines for us during this coronavirus, even our sanitation workers that pick up our trash and our garbage off the street. We don't want to take them lightly or for granted either. Our law enforcement officers, our doctors, our nurses, the emergency drivers, the technicians, those that are caregivers, those that work in nursing homes all over the land, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer, that God will continue to give them the strength as they take care of those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, that God will be glorified. So enjoy the music break on tonight. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to give the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. And I also would like to say, I am so grateful to God for allowing this to be my seventh year as your host of this worldwide platform titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Internet radio show. This month is the seventh year of this broadcast going forth all over the world for God's glory. I am so grateful. I don't take it lightly or for granted. And I thank God for each one of you, the listeners, that tunes in faithfully to hear another word from the Lord. So enjoy the music break on tonight. My sister, pray for me, my brother. While yet you're praying for me, guess what? I'm going to be praying for you at the same time. Well, once again, we want to say happy Independence Day to every listener on tonight. And I do want to let you all be aware that we do know that it is the holiday. And even though my windows may be cracked just a little bit, I do want to apologize in case of while the message is going forth, because people are out on tonight, people are barbecuing. People are getting ready to start shooting off fireworks. Even my neighbors, she has two Rottweilers next door to me. So they're out in the backyard. So if you hear the barking, it's my neighbor's dog. So don't let them distract you from receiving the word, because we know that the enemy, he will try to do anything or send anything your way or my way to try to get us distracted or off focus from receiving what the Lord has to say to us. So if you hear the dogs barking, you know, don't let them distract you from receiving what God has for you on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox. So now I yield the mic to none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Once again, I thank you, Brother Brown. First of all, I thank the Lord for using you and for blessing his worldwide ministry, using you as a vessel. For the last 7 years, I have been and had the pleasure of being on the program also for about 5 years. And I thank the Lord for that since 2015. And it's truly a blessing for his word to continually go, because I never thought from the first day that I would stick around this long or that the Lord would have use for me for this amount of time. But we're going to immediately get into the tonight's lesson. I thank him for this privilege, for it's an awesome privilege as well as an awesome obligation to bring forth his word. I have to clean up my act every day so that I could be worthy enough to bring forth his word. Now, tonight's poem is basically like a deathbed confession. It's called The Shackles of Sin. The shackles of sin had me bound, handcuffed by foolishness, tethered to the ground, imprisoned by ignorance, a slave to lust, restricted on making decisions on what was fair and just. I tied my own hands by the wrong I had done, being shackled by sin is truly no fun. Incarcerated from the truth when I just wanted to be free, in solitary confinement, just sitting on the key. Confined by sinful ways, not willing to let go, my contrary actions had put me on death row. My expiration time was only a few hours away. I felt repentance in my heart. That's when I started to pray. I said, "Forgive me, Father, it may be too late to do your will." And out of nowhere, he came and said, "We heard your heavenly appeal. We heard service that day. I don't know how he got in. Only the Lord in your last hours can unshackle you from sin." Thank the Lord for that, because it's leading us directly into tonight's lesson. And I will read to you from the gospel as recorded by St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 32 through 36. With our thought coming out of verse number 36, and it reads, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I've just read unto you from the gospel as recorded by St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 32 through 36. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. If we had a topic to choose tonight, since it's a worldwide celebration going on in our country and many countries around the world, that subject would be Independence Day. And it's coming out of the 36th verse, "Therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." And we're going to also speak on the 32nd verse of the 8th chapter, and it says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And I just read it to you from the gospel by St. John. "And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever." Now, our topic for tonight, once again, is Independence Day. And I was telling you, independence means freedom. It means liberty. It means that we have emancipation. Means that we are no longer obligated to certain things. But if we go to verse number 36, it says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Because the Lord was talking to the descendants of Abraham, and he told them that that they were free. But free man in his mind and his heart that had never been up under bondage to anything, they responded, well, you know, we have never been free. But that's not so, because we have been obligated to a lot of things. And digressing here momentarily from Juneteenth, which was June the 19th of 1862 to 1865, the slaves were free, but they didn't get the notification until 2.5 or 3 years later that the proclamation had been signed for them to be free. But verse number 36, it contradicts that. It says, the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. This is an instantaneous freedom. You don't have to go on parole or anything like that. You are free. You have had the executive pardon that only the Lord can give you. Now, Canada and France, they also have, right around this time of year, are celebrating their independence. They're celebrating Canada Day at the middle of this month, and they're also celebrating Bastille Day, which was the start of the French Revolution. Now, you're wondering why these things are important. They're very important, because man will, and it's a revolution going on right now in the streets of our country, because even after all of this, after from 1865 until now, from 1862 to 1865 and 1865 to 2020, there are still some injustices that's going on. How we treating our fellow man, how we are responding one to the other. But God's word says, the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. So our obligation, whether we know it or not, is no longer to the world, because we have become bondage and we have become slaves to our bills, we become slaves to our children, we become slaves to our bad habits. In the process of us becoming slaves to these things, we are not free from these things. We have obligated ourselves to these things that they have put us in prison. They have shackled us down. And the most important thing, what the poem was telling us, is that if you're shackled by sin, you are submitted yourself to that taskmaster. Whatever it is, whatever the sin was, you have become the arms and the legs, and you have become the puppet for whatever that sin is. But if the Lord, the Son, therefore, not the S-O-N, not the S-U-N, therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. No strings. Don't have to wait till they sign the papers. Don't have to wait for other men to recognize you. Don't have to wait to get the acknowledgement or the proclamation from somebody else. You are free. Now, I no longer want to be up under bondage. And that's why today, Independence Day, you can make this day your Independence Day. That's why so much emphasis is placed on it. I know where I live at in Detroit, we're right on the borderline of Canada, and every year we had a joint celebration with Canada and had the fireworks, and people came down to the river, and a million or so people would come down there to see the fireworks from two countries, and they called it the International Freedom Festival. Well, both countries were celebrating their independence. Their independence from what? Their independence from persecution. Their independence from things that they no longer wanted to be a part of. Now, if you notice right now, people are assembling in the street. They're protesting because they want to be independent. They want to be free. They want to have liberty from all the atrocities that we are beginning to place one upon the other. And it starts with a revolution. It starts with us getting together. But the Lord just stepped in there. He told some people that were already free. Said, you might be free from these things, but I'd like to read something to you that really caught my eye. It said, we be Abraham's seed. So they were the descendants of Abraham. This is in verse number 33 of the 8th chapter of St. John. And were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? But see, as I was saying, the obligations that we put ourselves up under sometimes, we got those invisible strings that is attached, that ties us to whatever it is. And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. So a lot of people have made sin their masters. A lot of people have submitted to sin. A lot of people are in bondage and have the shackles of sin upon them, which restricts them from being on the Lord's side. So the Lord in verse number 35 said, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. So that sin that you're doing, or that someone else is doing, or somebody you may be familiar with doing, is just a temporary thing. I mean, okay, we might, and this is how prosperity does. Prosperity comes. It embraces us. It stays for a little while. Then they say, we know we've developed on hard times. Why? Because it only abideth in the house for a little while. But it says that the Lord, where the liberty from sin is there, where it's always there, where we could look to the Lord, look to the hills, look to that marvelous light, and know that it is going to grant us that executive clemency that we all need. And so, say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, he shall be free indeed. Now, that's, you know, a lot of times we look at things and we don't break things down in the manner in which they should be broken. I say, if the Son, if, we know that if is a conjunction, and a conjunction means that there has to be certain conditions made in order for this thing to eventuate. If the Son therefore make you free, I can't get free on my own, because I'm too weak, I'm too feeble, I'm too sinful to break away the shackles of sin. The shackles of sin will overtake me, overtake you, overtake anybody at a moment's notice. But if God steps in, if the Son of God steps in and say, look, sin, this is repentance, oh, this is my child, you leave my child alone, then we're able to be free indeed. Instantaneously. Don't have to write up no papers. Don't have to go for years and years and years and years and years and still be up under bondage, because that's what God's word was saying in verses 33, 34, and 35, that you might be free, but guess what? You still up under bondage. You still abideth in the house of sin. So a lot of things we may be pardoned from, but we're still obligated to that. Why? Because we need to straighten out our good name. We need to clarify a few things. But see, God is taking each and every individual at face value. He's freeing up souls. Now, today will be a good day, as you know, we're getting together, and tonight in your community, all you got to do is look up into the sky. Last night at the in Idaho, at the celebration that they had, where they had the four presidents on the mountain, Mount Rushmore. Okay, they were having a celebration, and the celebration calls for them to send fireworks up into the air. There were many, many explosions. Now, can you imagine the explosion of joy that one would have after being up under bondage for a great amount of time? Could you imagine the joy in their hearts? And it seems like sometimes when you're happy, it seems like fireworks are going off, all different types of hues, all different types of explosions, all explosions of joy that can no longer be contained, and then they placed at a vantage point where everyone will see him. But you got to look up. If you're looking down, you will hear the noise. But guess what? You won't see. You won't see the noise. I mean, you won't see the beauty of the fireworks. So the Lord is telling us that if the sun, and it's something that he has to do. And the reason I say that is because it's impossible for anybody, I don't care what position you hold in life, for you to get right on your own. You need assistance from the Lord. The Lord needs to step in there, and he needs to liberate us from those things that's holding us bondage, those things that are holding us down, those things that is restricting us, those sinful ways that he detests. So he has to make us free. And we're going to go back to verse number 32 of that 8th chapter of St. John and say, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth also, wait a minute now, the truth shall make you free. So sometimes if we allow ourselves to believe in a lie or live in a lie, then that lie has become our master. We're not free, but the truth. And that's why I would rather for somebody to tell me the truth. It might be painful. It might bring about a certain amount of discomfort to me. But tell me the truth. And then that way I can make adjustments. I don't have to continue to go on and be constantly moving away from the Lord. If I'm free, if the truth is liberating, the truth will make. Now, if you notice, it says in both 36 and in number 32, in 32 it says it will make you free. Wow, that takes a little effort right there. So you will come to the understanding something makes you, then it takes away your choice and it takes away your evaluation. But see, we know that the Lord is not a forceful individual, but if something makes you, and we mean when we say make you, it will set your mind in the right tone that you will have the proper understanding. Because see, the truth will make you begin to believe and to know and use your logic and your reason to understand that the things, those falsehoods that we believed in and that we patronized are not so. So today is the Independence Day. Today will be a good day for us to throw down that yoke, to throw down that bondage, to throw down that persecution, to throw down that incarceration, all those things that have confined and restricted us, because sin, if you're not careful, sin will put you on death row. Sin will put you in a direction in solitary confinement. Sin has a tendency of doing all those things. And solitary means by yourself. Confinement means that you are restricted to a certain area, because some people say, hey, look, don't you bring that junk over here. I'm not going along with that. Some person, someone, something that recognizes the truth is going to tell you when you just stepped out of line. So the truth will make you free. So I'm celebrating. I don't know about you, because it took a long time, if you think about it, with what's going on in our society nowadays. People are saying, you know, it's Independence Day, but a person of a certain color, is they free to walk the streets without being harassed? Are they free to purchase homes in certain areas? No, they're not. Are they free? Are we free to vote? No, we're not. Are we free to go jogging at night or make a purchase at night from a grocery store with a mask on without being harassed or with the risk of losing our life? No, we're not. See, we claiming this independence, this freedom, this liberty. But where is it? Why are we living in such fear? Why are we so scared? Why are we so apprehensive? Why is the people that we have paid to serve and to protect us, why have they become our biggest enemy? These are questions that we need to ask. Today is an Independence Day. The day that I first believed, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. The hour that I believed, I'm just going rambling about the song, but if you think about that, it say the hour that I believed, that's when I became free. Because it's going to be jealousies. We can't eliminate jealousy. There's going to be people in our own families. There's going to be prejudice against us because the love of the Lord has blessed us to the extent that prosperity seems like it's always knocking on our door. And see, the thing about it is that they live right next door to us, and prosperity has to pass their house to come to our house. And they're so jealous-hearted in the things that they do that they become resentful against the blessings that God has given each and every last one of us. So let the Lord free you up. Let him free your mind. Let him give you that independence that you need. Let him free you. You know, it's time for each and every last one of us to take that leap of faith. Now, Brother Paul in Galatians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 4 says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. We're going to stop at that first verse right there. So he's an apostle, not of men, but of Christ, who was raised from the dead. So if you look at it, he was liberated. He was freed from the dead. The grave cannot hold him. It cannot restrict him. It cannot handcuff him. It cannot tether him to anything. Now, that's a goal that I'm more than sure that each and every last one of us have. And that's to be liberated from the dead, to be raised from the dead. And don't get me wrong, life does not have to leave out of your body for an individual to die. We could be dead to a whole lot of things and not have any type of awareness of it. Walking around full of life, but dead. Dead, why? Because we have not accepted, because we have not been born again. Because we have not accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. So this Independence Day is more than just shooting off fireworks. It's more than just celebrating, breaking the yoke of bondage from somebody. It's more than just no longer being a slave, because some things we are no longer a slave to, but then we don't have no better sense than to pay for a car and then become slave to a bigger car note. Got a brand new car, just got it paid off, and now we become, put ourselves back in bondage during hard economic times. Why? Because we like the way this car looks. We like the prestige that it brings us. So sometimes we could be free from something and we could get into something a little bit more deeper. And so Galatians 4:2, it says, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you, peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. See, this is Brother Paul talking. He was saying that to deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father. So when you get delivered from something, you have been delivered. You have been liberated from it. You are no longer a part of that. You have become part of something else. So it's time to catch on to this Christ movement. It's time to allow that independence. And see, what I like about it, independent for what? To to make your own choice, for somebody else not to have no control over you, for you to do what is right. Because the slaves, they were forced to do the bidding of somebody else. But see, independence gives you that choice, whether you want to be subservient to something or not. But the Lord gave us that opportunity by free choice to follow him. He didn't force us to follow him, but the best policy going on right now is Jesus Christ. The best option available right now and always has been is Jesus Christ. Say, well, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, there is emancipation. So we have to be able and be mindful that Independence Day. And I was thinking for a long time that my Independence Day was the day that I got baptized. But it was for a little while until I went back to some of my old ways. You know, I made the motion, I made the gesture, but then that's when my battle began. That's when my battle for total independence began. That's when the acknowledgement that I was serious about serving the Lord. And whenever you're serious about something, guess what? You're going to have opposition. You're going to have people that oppose you in such a way that you would not be able to do what you need to do. So I'm just thankful today that this independence that we enjoy, that our fathers, forefathers, and so forth fought hard for us to obtain. I'm so glad that it just, that the Lord told us that if we're free, we're free indeed. If he frees us, the Son frees us, we are free indeed. No strings attached, nothing of the like. So I value this independence. And we got to look at it carefully. Independence means that we are no longer dependent or something, but this independence that we're talking about today will put us up under dependence. I'll say it again, this independence will put us up under dependence because we have to lean and depend on the Lord. This independence gives us the ability to make the proper choices so that we can do what needs to be done in our life. So when we say I'm an independent person, that means acting without the authority or something or doing things on my own. But no, we have to transfer that. And I hope that you enjoyed your independence for a little while, because now it's time to place all of that dependence back up on the Lord. You know, I'm independent, or should be independent, from those things that have me bound. But sin, Brother Paul tells us that he seeks to do right, but sin is ever before him. It probably never leave out of my presence, probably never leave out of your presence. So we have to be mindful that this independence that we celebrate, that we so dearly hold close to our hearts and to our minds. We just have to be careful that we don't become so overwhelmed in it that we forget that we have to. There's a lot of people down through my life that I've heard them saying, and now it just makes me shake my head when I hear people make a foolish statement like this, that ain't nobody never gave me nothing. Well, that's the biggest lie they ever told, because from the time, ain't nobody never did nothing for me. That's the biggest lie they ever told, because when they was born, if that doctor or that nurse or that midwife had not cleared that afterbirth and everything out of their mouth, they wouldn't even be here. If it's not open up their airway, they would not have been if they had not got that prenatal care, even before they went into the hospital, even before they were born and their mother was getting the prenatal care, the ultrasounds, and all of those vitamins that the doctors were giving the mother to make sure that that child got here healthy. Why would a person make a foolish statement like that? Nobody has never done nothing for me. I say the biggest lie that's ever been told. But see, you have people that call themselves independent thinkers, people who don't give God the credit for what mm-hmm. he has done for them and the people that he has placed in their life to do things for, those people that have done things and made sacrifices. What about the mother? What about the father? What about all these people that fell in line to make sure that this baby got here healthy and happy? What about the nutritionists, the dietitians, all of these people? But we quickly nullify these people and say nobody. And we say nobody, that includes everybody. So now's not the time to be thinking independently of that. And Brother David in Psalms 119:45 said, "And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts." Now, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated by the English language. And a lot of times we see things and, you know, I got an inquiry mindset. I will walk at liberty. Hold on, wait a minute. At liberty. Not I will walk in liberty, but I will walk at liberty. So, to me, David here was saying that liberty is what? It's a destination. It's a place that I want to be. God's word says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Wherever. So that's a destination. I have to do what I can because, see, the thing about it is that liberty is not going to come to me. I mean, the Lord will come to me, and I know the Lord is liberty, but I have to seek out liberty. So that means I have to get up sometimes and walk at liberty, because I know that if I'm in bondage here, then I know that liberty is just around the corner. I know that I have to put some things in motion. Now, we're going to go over here. As Brother Brown told you, I always tell you to make sure that you have your Bibles. Make sure that you have a pen and paper. So I don't want people to think, and he don't want people to think, and we know that the Lord, excuse me, don't want nobody to think that what Deacon Cox is saying is not of his word. But Isaiah 61:1-3 says, just a minute, excuse me, said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." So that's our obligation, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Proclaim. And what is proclamation? To proclaim, that means to speak. To inform. To let people know. To proclaim, to talk about it. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Are you captive? Am I captive? Are we captive? What are we? And if so, then what are we captive by? What has got us so bound that we can't see that we're being held hostage by something or someone? It says, "And the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and he might be glorified." So, Brother Isaiah, voluntarily, You know, when somebody volunteer, when you ask them, you don't order them to. You ask them. Say, can I have a volunteer? And once you get that volunteer, then you give that volunteer instruction, because that volunteer is what? Doing it upon their own free volition. They're doing it because they have a great love to be of service to somebody else. So our brother Isaiah, he was said that anointed me. He anointed me. So this was his commission. He said that the Lord anointed him to preach good tidings unto the meek. Good tidings to the meek. So to tell them about this liberty, to tell them about this freedom, to tell them about this emancipation, to tell them, hey, my brother, my sister, you don't have to live like this. Because, see, the meek, and see, the meek, I want to make a stipulation, the meek are not weak. The meek are not, we got to be careful, because, see, the meek, I would say a meek person, for lack of a better word, is a person that's non-aggressive. And everybody is not aggressive. Some people will get in your face and tell you, but you got people who are meek and who are humble and who are willing to accept. So Isaiah is telling these people that maybe they don't know how to speak out for themselves, or tell you, leave me alone, or tell you what does say the Lord. I mean, there's a lot of people like that. And see, if we're not careful, these are the people that I ran over. These are the people that are pushed aside. These are the people that get very, very little recognition, because they're so in awe of God's word that they don't want to step on nobody's toes. There's a lot of people out there that is like that. You can say the most ungodly thing to them, and they just hold their tongue. They cry on the inside because you done hurt their feelings. So we have to be mindful of this, because this Independence Day, which is going to have to extend to next week, but I'm celebrating because it's my Independence Day. I'm free from all those things and all those chains that bound me for a long time. And I appreciate the Lord giving me this opportunity to bring you the word, to be of service to him. So with nothing else to be said at this particular time, on the 11th, which is next Saturday, we're going to continue this Independence Day. And I hope that your Independence Day is a day that you submit yourself to the Lord for. In verse number 36, it says, the Lord that set free, those that the Son set free, are free indeed. So it's a lot of things that we have to get from up under and let the Lord set us free. So I thank you for the privilege of your time, for taking time out on your on this holiday to listen in. I now turn you over back, and may God bless you, may ever keep you, and I'll turn you back over in the hands of a brother Ron. God bless.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you for sharing that powerful word on tonight. Yes, I do agree with you regarding part two for next Saturday, Independence Day. So you that have tuned in on tonight, you already know what the message is going to be for next Saturday, part two of Independence Day. That part one was delivered on tonight by Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to conclude the whole matter on next Saturday pertaining to Independence Day. So you want to tune in and make sure you receive the rest of the word that goes with this message entitled Independence Day, what God has in this message for you, what God has in a word, maybe something different that he has for me to receive, but it may be something totally opposite that he wants you to receive. So in order to receive it, you got to be tuned in. You got to be plugged in. So in other words, you need to make sure that you're tuned in and plugged in on next Saturday in order to receive part two of this message titled Independence Day, which was so well brought to us today, part one by Deacon Marvin Cox. So as I always let the listeners know, and it's true, I do not know who you all are. I may not know where you are. Some of you I do, but most of you all I do not know, because there's so many thousands of listeners worldwide that tunes in faithfully to this ministry and worldwide platform. So all I can do is turn you all over to the hands of the Lord, because He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are, who you are, and He knows exactly what you all and we all stand in need of. So I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me as I continue to lift you all up in prayer, your families, and whatever you're going through, those of you that are dealing with sickness, those of you that are dealing with bereavement. We want to continue to encourage you to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, to continue to keep the faith. You know, we must do that. We must encourage one another in the Lord and in His word. So on that note, I'd like to give a praise report before we close out for tonight. On this past Tuesday, I had to go down to the VA hospital to have a biopsy done. You know, I was dealing with cancer. And so far, it seems like everything is healed, but they had to go in and do a biopsy just to make sure that everything is cleared up and gone and disappeared. So I'm still claiming my healing in the name of Jesus, that I'm cancer-free now. I'm claiming that in Jesus' name in advance. The bone scan came back, said that no cancer had spread anywhere else in my body, so I thank God for that praise report as well. Before I was able to have the biopsy done, they had to do a coronavirus test that same morning. So that test came back negative. So I just give God the glory, honor, and praise, because we deserve to give God the glory, honor, and praise for who He is, because we know that through Jesus Christ, we are already healed, we're delivered, and we're set free. And that the Deacon Martin Fox just said in the word, we are free, freedom, the freedom that Christ paid the price for our freedom. He paid the price that we can be free from our sin debt, that we can be born again, that we must be born, to be born and saved through and in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Jesus Christ tonight. I thank God that He's still healing. He's still working miracles, signs, and wonders. He's still saving, even on tonight. So if you know that you are not saved on tonight, you have heard this word from Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight, and you know that you're not saved, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, even on this 4th of July, on this Independence Day, you can be free. You can be set free from your sins, too, by giving your heart and your soul and your life, turn it over to Jesus Christ, and ask Him to come in and rule and take over your life and your heart and your mind and your thoughts, that you can be more like Christ, that you can walk like Christ, so that everywhere you go, after being saved in His name, that everywhere you go, somebody will be able to see that you're free in Jesus Christ, and you're free indeed, because you are a child of God. You're a born-again Christian. You're a believer of Jesus Christ. You're a follower of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for our independence in Jesus Christ on tonight. And because of Him, we are free indeed. So we thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox. I pray that this word has gone forth. I know it has gone forth with power on tonight, because God already knows who's going to be listening. He knows exactly what we all stand in need of. So we thank God that He is who He is, that He's in total control at all times, and that all power in heaven and in earth is in His hands. So we just bless Him on tonight, because we know that He's worthy to be praised. On tomorrow, we want to continue to tune into our different social media outlets and be blessed by the word of God through our men and women of God that God has ordained to be our under-shepherds, to watch men and watch women over our souls, our pastors and shepherds, as they teach and preach His word on tomorrow through the different social outlets, whether it's on Facebook or however you receive the word of God while we're going through this coronavirus. You want to tune in and be blessed by God's word on tomorrow, that God will be glorified. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. So again, you want to tune in next Saturday, you want to tune in for part two of this message on tonight, Independence Day from Deacon Marvin Cox. Please pray with me. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give You glory, honor, and praise for who You are. We thank You again for Your grace, Your mercy, even Your sufficient grace toward us, even though we know we don't deserve it, in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, done on the cross, through His suffering is dying. Thank you that he rose from the dead with all power in his hands. And we have the victory over death, hell, and the grave because he has risen. We too, who have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, because he rose, we too will rise. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King Jesus Christ, your Son. Heavenly Father, we love you. We bless your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise in the midst of it all because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the Most High God who have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands at all times. You never slumber nor sleep. You cannot fail, lie, nor change. You're not like man. You are a promise keeper. So we just bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. But once again, know that I love you. Know what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to be safe. Continue to be careful. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to wash your hands. Continue to stay 6 feet or more apart from each other when we're out in restaurants or wherever we may be, in the malls, wherever we may be, find ourselves. Or whether it's our family members, we want to keep our distance so that we can continue to live and not die because we know that God has not finished his work in us yet. He has more work for us to do. But we cannot work for him if we're dead. So we want to use common sense and continue to follow the rules and the laws of the land, of our government and of our government officials as they lead and guide us through this coronavirus. And as we continue to lead and live, and we let God continue to have his way because we know that he is in total control. Continue to, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
So you